Well, let's continue our conversations now, changing the focus from the Middle East. We go to Europe, the man who is on top of everything happening there, Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, it's neat to have you along. If you were not able to hear that interview with Yoel Karen, you need to double-check it later. It was very, very interesting. I want to, though, ask you about a statement coming out of the Czech Republic. As I understand it, we're in June, a couple of more days in June, before the temporary presidency of the European Union will switch to another country. But the president is, I think it's the president, Klaus, has pledged that he is not going to confirm or ratify the Lisbon Treaty until the last one comes to place. In other words, he's going to wait for everybody else. He's played a little bit hardball, and will this jeopardize the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty this year?
I don't think it will jeopardize it. I really believe the treaty will go through in the autumn following the Irish vote. Now, not only is he starting to sort of play hardball, if you will, and I think he's trying to do it, he's sort of struggling on the end of his rule, if you will, as president. He is a skeptic, and a Euroskeptic is someone who resists the total sort of elimination of nationalities and wants just the European Union. So he's trying to express, while he still has the audience, the worldwide audience, his skepticism of the EU. But even in Britain now, there is talk that based on some possible elections, that there could be a referendum and they would get a second chance at the treaty and maybe reject it. The EU can't allow second votes or men to delay it. The leadership will push it. They will put pressure on that I think goes to the point where none of these guys in the end can resist. What they have to do or what they're trying to do is get a little their voices said while they still have attention and try to influence it or maybe get something for their own country. You know, it's sort of this, you give me this and I'll then be with you. So I don't think he can stop it. I really believe the treaty is, for all purposes, a done deal now.
Rob, we were talking about, you're saying, and let me just rehearse just briefly, you said in when we were talking just a moment ago that the Lisbon Treaty is going to be ratified this fall, and it looks like, indeed, it'll be up and operating, ready to move ahead with what is going to be the plan for the European Union to become probably the greatest political, economic structure, governmental structure in the world today. Is that right?
I would say yes, so they absolutely will be, and the underlying assumption is twofold. One is that they, as their individual countries, can give up their sovereignty and work together, and I think, of course, the second one is a supernatural element that Satan is going to try to pull together that because he wants to have his final worldwide government.
Solano, who is now the, I guess you would almost call him the foreign minister, howbeit there is no particular official position like that, but he's about to conclude his service for the European Union and is making some statements that the European Union has to have a foreign policy that is in lockstep with each of the 27 member states as they move ahead.
That's right. He's stressing, and he's really laying the groundwork for what would be the Secretary of State of the European Union. Under the new treaty, there will be what we call a Secretary of State or a foreign minister who would handle all foreign policy, and the goal is to have one voice from Europe on the European Union, and that's what he is talking about. But he says it will come over a slow period of time and develop. Don't miss that. Below all of the lines, the statements these men make, they believe that the Foreign Service is very crucial. What they're trying to do is ease it in. It's Monet's engrenage technique. It is, let's say, oh, we just want a little bit of coordination, like in financial matters. And then they build on that, and through time, they will become the single voice of Europe. So he's just trying to ease the people who are fearful that the EU will become too united too fast. And he's just playing good politics. But the goal is always there and underlining and driving all these men.
And, of course, as they put together this foreign policy, coordinated with all 27 member states, or even in addition to that, the 17 or 18 different states from the Mediterranean Union, they're basically focusing on what they're going to say to the world, i.e., Israel, and what may happen in the future between the European Union and the Jewish state of Israel.
Absolutely. If you notice, you always find in all of these articles or discussions by these men, somewhere the word Israel pops up, because that's always there. And the EU, as we know biblically too, the final worldwide government, if it's the EU, is going to be focusing on Israel. So we see these constant reminders that it is a worldwide government that they want. And many have said that if you have a diplomatic core, that's where you can get your real power in the whole world and, of course, down in the Middle East. So this is why they want a president and they want a secretary of state, and that's what the new treaty will create.
And I've just got to say it. We have Tony Blair in the Middle East making statements about peace in the Middle East within the next year. He has a statement in the Jerusalem Post even today stating that if Israel's ready to compromise, there can be peace almost immediately. And he is the peace envoy for the European Union and the quartet, United States, United Nations, and Russia. But he's a prime candidate to be that strong leader of the European Union in the future, is he not?
Oh, absolutely. And notice how they're all sort of putting it together. He said within a year they could have peace in the Middle East. Well, within a year the treaty could be passed, and within a year you could have the new Secretary of State and the new President of the EU. So when you put them all together, you see they're all aiming in the same direction. And then in that position, if Tony Blair were the president, he could say, now, here's my expertise, the Middle East. Let's solve it.
You've got me jumping up and down on my seat, man. That is a prophetic scenario found in the Word of God that is seemingly coming to pass before our very eyes, indicating, Rob, would you not agree, the rapture of the church is pretty close at hand?
Well, certainly if these things come together, we have to go out first, because the Lord wants to take his bride home before anything really comes together of the tribulation.
Amen, amen. Well, that's why we have Dr. Rob Congdon with us on this broadcast, to encourage us, giving us information about the European Union and how they fit into end time prophecy. But of course, Rob himself, an expert in Bible prophecy, he's going to be a part of the Gatlinburg Conference. Yes, Gatlinburg, Tennessee is going to be the location for the Prophecy Today Prophecy Fall Conference, and we want to have you come and join us. More information on our website. We'll be talking along the way about how you can get information. Go to our website. You can double-click. You can register right on your computer itself. Rob, thank you. Always a joy to have you. Appreciate your insight, input to us, and we'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Lord bless.